Happy Mother's Day.
One day a year is set aside to honor mothers for all that they do for their children. Mothers all over the world do the same things, no matter what country they live in or what language they speak. I believe that God, when He created Eve, He gave women the natural ability to have and display unconditional love for their family. All women, whether or not they have had children, have mothered children in their lifetime, sometimes while not even realizing it. Therefore, all women are mothers in one way or another. When I think of my own mother, who had 10 children, I remember how she loved and cared for each of us individually. While we were small, she would check behind our ears on the way to church to make sure we washed that. She'd ask us, and if she thought it looked a little dark, she'd wear a finger and rub our ears. Mom played the church piano for over 40 years. As we got old enough, she made sure we went to choir practice, sang in the choir, went to youth meetings. She was known for making excellent angel food cakes from scratch, sometimes two at a time. And the next day, she would make noodles from scratch out of the yolks. Once, when she was upset with Dad, she made him a devil fruit cake for his birthday instead of an angel fruit cake. I'm sure that all of you have similar memories of whomever raised you. And I chose writing from Irma Bombeck to read this morning. It's something she put in her column in May 12th of 1974. And it goes like this. When the good Lord was creating mothers, He was into His sixth day of overtime. When an angel appeared and said, "You're doing a lot of fiddling around on this one." And the Lord said, "Have you read the specs on this order? She has to be completely washable, but not plastic. Have 180 moving parts, all replaceable. Run on black coffee and leftovers. Have a lap that disappears when she stands up. A kiss that can cure anything from a broken leg to a disappointed love affair, and six pairs of hands." The angel shook her head and slowly said, "Six pairs of hands? No way. It's not the hands that's causing me problems," said the Lord. "It's the three pairs of eyes that mothers have to have." "That's the standard model?" asked the angel. The Lord nodded. "One pair of eyes sees through closed doors. When she asks, 'What are you kids doing in there?' when she already knows. Another hair in the back of her head that sees what she shouldn't, but what she has to know. And of course, the ones in front that can look at a child when he goofed up and say, 'I understand and I love you,' without so much as saying a word." "Lord," said the angel, touching his sleeve gently, go to bed. Tomorrow, I can't, said the Lord. I'm so close to creating something, so close to myself. Already I have one who heals herself when she's sick, can feed a family of six on 1 pound of hamburger, and can get a 9-year-old to stand under the shower. The angel circled the model of the mother very slowly. It's too soft, she sighed. But she's tough, the Lord said excitingly. You cannot imagine what this mother can do or can endure. Can it think? Not only can it think, but it can reason and compromise, said the Creator. Finally, the angel bent over and ran her finger across the cheek. There's a leak, she pronounced. I told you, you were trying to put too much into this model. It's not a leak, said the Lord. It's a tear. What's it for? It's for joy, sadness, disappointment, pain, loneliness, and pride. You're a genius, said the angel. And the Lord looked somber and said, I didn't put it there.